Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I was honoured to be asked to be one of the judges for the Petersfield Sewing Bee 2024, held at Sew Creative. And I went along and absolutely thoroughly enjoyed the whole day. So I was there first thing in the morning to do the judging, and then also obviously being there for the awards. So let's catch up, and we start off with people arriving and me just talking and finding out exactly what they've made and how long they've been sewing. And then we move on after that to the awards. So let's go over and find out what they had to say. So here we are by the clothes rail, and everyone's looking at these wonderful made clothes, which I'm extraordinarily jealous of. Are you all, if you all, you've all made some of these? You've made some of these. Right, okay, so what have you done? What's your
made? I made one of the coats.
One of the coats?
Yeah, this one.
Oh,
this
wow.
one.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did that take you to do?
Probably 2 or 3 days.
Oh, I'm so
jealous.
Not in total. That'll take me about 2 or 3 years to do.
Right.
So.
But I had a lot of fun doing it because it's taken me. I'm a quilter by hobby.
Right.
So getting back into dressmaking.
Dressmaking was something different then.
Right. It took me back to my grandma and my mum. My mum was a tailoress, and she taught me how to do.
Yeah.
I think she would have been quite proud. I did neat all my seams, and I did do all the, you know, the proper cutouts. So yes, it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Yeah, and so what did you do?
I made the skirt there.
Okay.
Yeah. And I put pockets in it, which I've not done ever before, and things like that, and the zip, I hadn't put a zip in for ages.
Zips are a nightmare, aren't they? That's my challenge. I can never get a zip in.
I'm a quilter as well.
You're a quilter.
So mostly
yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's yours?
Yes, I made this skirt here.
Oh, wow.
And I agree with the zip. I agree with the zip.
Yeah.
Zips are tricky.
Yeah.
What is it about zips? I have to say.
Yours is a side one, though. That's really difficult.
Is that difficult? Oh, I don't know.
It's on a curve.
Yeah.
It did make it a bit tricky.
Yeah. Okay.
On the back, it would be straight.
Oh, yes. Well, it depends how you put them in. If you see my zips. If you see my zips, you don't go there. And which is yours?
The blue top.
That's
a fabric.
That's a.
Also, I don't know. It's got like a bit of a give to it, but it's not stretchy.
Is it silky?
I think it's a viscose, so.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that fabric.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
Also, I just like the fabric. It looked pretty.
Yeah. So you obviously all enjoy. How often do you sew? Are you quite regular sewers then?
Mainly at weekends when I can. Around work.
Right, I have to say, we haven't got the judging, and I'm not going to say a word because obviously I've been here all morning, but I wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you.
Right, so now I'm one of the younger sewers here, and you obviously did one of the flags, yeah?
Yes.
So what was yours all about?
I did a lot of embroidery for mine and focused on the machinery that was in D-Day, so I did some boats and also did some handshaking to show peace as well. I did a helmet shape to try and make mine stand out a bit, and also just to think about like the soldiers that would take part.
It's very relevant at the moment, isn't it, with the D-Day landings and everything, which is obviously part and parcel of why they chose up for the competition. So did you enjoy making it? Where did the ideas come from? Did you sort of go, oh yes, flash of inspiration, or was it, I really don't know what to do with this?
I did feel a bit of pressure and had to obviously think about what we were doing a bit, but I really enjoyed like the process of making it, and I really enjoy embroidery, so it's nice to use those skills. I think some stuff was easy to think of than others, and I also enjoyed using like the different materials that were provided and the different shapes. I got some inspiration from online, but most of it I was quite inspired by some obviously stuff in the windows as well.
Yeah, they are pretty impressive, I have to say. Well, fingers crossed for you. Good luck. Thank you.
First of all, I'd like to welcome our judges that we've had today, doing an amazing job, and I'm sure that they would agree, a really difficult job. Mm-hmm. We have Judith Broom.
Yay.
And yep. is a fabulous sewer anyway, and been very much part of our community for many a years, right from the beginning, because we're nearly 10 years this year. Woo-hoo! So there'll be lots of exciting things happening for that as well. Jude was also one of our Sewing Bee winners. We thought about 6 years ago. Probably. We can't really remember. We could look back quite easily, but we haven't done that. So she scrutinises and was part of our retreat last year as well. Or actually, was it this year? Yeah, this year. So thank you so much for your hard work today, Judith. And now we have Julie. Hello. Julie Butler. If you see her walking towards you with her green thing on her phone, either go, yay, I'm going to be interviewed, or, oh, I'm going to run a mile. So Julie is one of the presenters on Shine Radio. I've known Julie since we started Open the Shop because she is a keen sewer, even though don't have much time these days, do you, Julie? So Julie and Judith were our guest judges today. And would you agree? Come in and tell us what you think. How has it been?
The standard has been absolutely outstanding, and I just wish I could sew like most of the things that I've been looking at today. Oh, the imagination you guys have got, gosh, I don't know where to start, but Judith will agree with me, I think, when she pops in. Oh, amazing, absolutely amazing. All I can do is say congratulations to all of you. You've all been brilliant, you. Brilliant.
Yeah, good. Yes, yeah. Do you want to say anything,
just quickly? I think anybody that takes part in the Sewing Bee does it for the taking part. And the hardest bit is deciding what you're going to do. So I know how hard it is. I have entered many times and I know how hard that bit is. But when you've decided and you get those juices flowing, you've created some absolutely wonderful pieces. So be proud of whatever you've done. Really, really good.
Well done. I mean, I've been away and off for quite most of this process of the Sewing Bee. So for me this time, it's been brilliant because I wasn't here when you came to pick up your packages. So I have no idea. I wasn't here when you were bringing back your packages. So for me, it's been a real wonderful process because it was only up to, I don't know, half an hour ago when I realised who all, you know, putting your names to all the pieces, because I had no idea who the numbers were. So it's been really, really lovely from my point of view. And I don't know if this person is here, but Georgie passed on a message to me when I was on holiday saying that this person had said what a wonderful thing entering the Sewing Bee was for them, because it, you know, they didn't feel that they would be good enough, but they've enjoyed the process and felt that they'd done their best. And do you know what, that's all we ask. And we say right at the beginning, don't join it or don't be part of it to hope to win, because it's not about the winning. I know you all here and I know we have a lovely celebration, but it is celebrating all of you and every single little bit that you do, because how can you judge? It's really, really difficult. And I am going to talk about the judging process, because I think it's really important that you know how difficult it is and how we get to a certain point, because we have to make winners. Yeah, that's whole part of it as well. Okay, so our Sewing Bee winner 2024, it goes to number 21, which is Wendy Piddock, who unfortunately isn't here, but we're just going to show you what she made.
So I'm with one of the award winners, and you won an award for your amazing jacket that you did. Gosh, it was so professional. How long did it take you to do that?
It took me a good week in the end. Quite a lot of time sewing all the ribbons on, so not apparently making a lot of progress. Everything's still in bits. And then about 4 or 5 days just to put all the pieces together, because I decided in the end that I'd line it, because being linen, it, you know, is always a risk going to snag it or something. So, it took a good week. A week to decide what to make and a week to make it.
That's not a lot of time. For the benefit of the listeners, there will be a photograph of it on the website, but there was just so many different coloured ribbons on the front of it, and also very, very thin
spin ribbons as well. So your patience must have been extraordinary.
It was a bit, yeah. I think the fiddliest thing was because I didn't want to sort of put all the blue ribbons on first and then put all the red ribbons on, because then they wouldn't intertwine. I had to do one of each colour, so I had to change a thread on my sewing machine so many times.
Cheers. Yeah, that's not easy in the best of time. I know when I fight with my sewing machine. So you're going to be doing a lot more. Well, I'm guessing you do quite a lot of sewing anyway, by looking at the professionalism of it.
I do quite a bit. I enjoy making all sorts of things. So I enjoy doing clothes and soft furnishings, and you know, I've recovered a chair and I've made curtains and all this kind of stuff. But I kind of think of sewing as being like my therapy. It's like if I've got an hour and I just need to de-stress, then I go in front of my sewing machine and I just make something. Just relaxes me.
Yeah, and I think that's the key to all of this, isn't it? Well, thank you so much and congratulations once again. Amazing, amazing job. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, I am standing with someone who looked absolutely stunned when she won an award. So could you tell for our listeners what the award was for?
It was for the spirit of the sewing bee, and it was a bit of a shock, actually.
You did. You looked really shocked, I have to say, but they're lovely. They're absolutely lovely. So, yeah, I have to say, I would love to make trousers that look like that at the end of it. So how long have you been sewing?
I've been sewing since my mum died, so 13 years.
Right.
And I was left her machine, and I took over from her, and I came to learn how to use her machine at the sewing shop, and I've not looked back.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much how I started, actually. Just wanted to learn how to do it, and then, yeah, I mean, but obviously I haven't quite got to the stage that you've got to, but I think I probably have. Do you sew on a regular basis?
Not as often as I'd like. I work full time, but I'd love, if I had my way, I would hide in my sewing room all day.
That's interesting. Somebody else said how therapeutic it is to actually just switch off and then just go in and sew. So that's obviously the same for you then.
It is. You can find real flow in sewing, where you have to think about the pattern and think about what you're doing, and you're not thinking about work, and you've got the radio on and you're singing along. It's fabulous. It's just mind, gives my mind a rest while still doing something.
Rather than just sitting aimlessly watching the telly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that completely. Well, once again, congratulations. I think you've done an amazing job there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, so I'm now back with one of our junior sewers, and you got an award for
a customer choice.
Customer choice. Now, could you just, for the listeners, just quickly explain what you've got there?
Well,
what you made?
Well, I did a dove and I put beads on it and the word peace on it. And then for the 80, I added my grandpa's military buttons on the 8, and then a D-Day pin on the O. And then I added a Spitfire patch on the bottom for it.
So what did your granddad do in the war?
He serviced
Spitfires. Wow, that's amazing. Wow. I mean, the sewing is just so lovely on here. So, do you do a lot of sewing?
I chose textiles at school, so I really enjoy it. I enjoy sewing.
So this is the first time you've entered Sewing Bee?
My second time.
Second time.
I entered it in 2022. That was the Jubilee, and I won Customer Choice again, and also I won the Junior with my crown.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're amazing, because I have to say my sewing doesn't look anywhere as neat as that. So congratulations. Well done. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Jo Watts from So Creative, and I'm joined by our lovely presenter, Julie Butler.
Hello.
and a wonderful friend of mine and previous Petersfield Sewing Bee winner, Judith.
Hello.
So I've invited you two along today to complete our Sewing Bee, the Petersfield Sewing Bee judging. So I'd like to know how you found it. Shall I start with you then, Julie?
Yeah, start with me. So, gosh, it was difficult. The quality was outstanding, and I think we struggled a bit at times, didn't we?
We certainly did, yeah. You'd given the choice of a pennant to make, and you'd given certain pieces that had to be included in the pennant. So there was a Union Jack, the theme of D-Day, the theme of peace, and we had to make sure that all of those things were incorporated into the challenge before even looking at the hard work that people had put in. And it was absolutely stunning to see everybody's creative ideas.
I have to say, the imagination. Do you remember the first interview I did with you? We were looking at the window outside.
I do.
And it was like, oh, my word, these are just outstanding. And, yeah, I mean, words fail me, actually, on some of them. The experiences of what they've put on there was really good.
And we find that year on year. I mean, it's always difficult to decide what challenges to give people, and that's my job. And I say every year I'm not going to do it again, but here we are. We've just done it again for the 10th year. But the fact that we have the juniors as well, so this year the juniors had the pennants to do. A pennant sounds like they're paying pennants. They had their pennants as well, which you judged and found that really difficult too.
It is really hard because the age range could be quite vast. So you could have a real youngster, 6-year-old or something, going up to 13 or what have you. And we only know each one's number. We don't know who's behind the number. We don't know how old that person is. We don't know how much experience they've got with sewing. But again, it's the ideas, as Julie said, it's the thought process behind it, and what they put on their pennant is just as important as the quality of sewing. It's incredible.
Yeah, and then when you got to challenge two for the adults, some of those trousers, but the jackets, what could we say? The jackets.
So shall I explain what challenge two, I gave them a pattern, which was a new look pattern, which had a top and a skirt, trousers or a jacket. So again, it's a good way to really let people who are amazing sewers, because at the end of the day it is the sewing bee, to showcase their talents, and or if they want to just get themselves out of a custom out of their comfort zone, because you know a skirt is relatively easy, or is the easiest of those four. The top is relatively easy, but the jackets and the trousers, as you say, you just went, oh my goodness, Julie.
I did, and you know, I mean, the one with all the ribbons, oh gosh, that must have taken forever to do. And, you know, the stitch work, well, I mean, what can you say? And the winner, I mean, what can you say about the trousers that she made? I mean, they were just out of this world.
Yeah, so they added to the pattern, and I think that's what really took out you sorted out the wood for the trees, didn't you?
Yeah, you saw where they'd perhaps embellished it, or they'd changed the style of the skirt, so from an A-line skirt to a more flared skirt, they'd put pockets in.
Lining.
Yeah, some of them had really gone to the attention to detail, and the work was amazing, yeah. And the difficult thing for us as a judge, so don't do this next year, is having the pattern with four different choices.
Yeah.
You're not looking at 34 tops. You're looking at some people did trousers, some people did jackets. So it was really hard to gauge each one against each.
I think what was fascinating with the tops especially was how some people stuck more or less to the pattern but did it in embellished it a bit. But then you had, do you remember the one where they literally completely changed the whole style of the top with the big collar and the sleeves?
Right, yeah. Added the sleeves. One lady, Sally, changed her top into a corset.
Yes, was beautiful.
Highly embellished, just went.
And then there was the other one which was beautifully sewn with all the pleats and everything.
The piping.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So the skills really come out, and they do show themselves, don't they, within this. So we've just had our award ceremony here in the shop, which was also looked at on Facebook. So, you know, it's kind of over. It always feels a little bit sad when it's over, but I can't thank you two enough. I know it's really, it was a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
So, Jo, I'm going to take the microphone from you now, and I'm going to ask you the question. How do you think this year's sewing bee went?
Well, having just had a little glass of bubbly, I'm kind of in D mob happy, and I think it's gone really well. No, joking aside, it's been really good.
everybody embraces it with the spirit of the Sewing Bee, which is what it's all about. What I say in the blurb, when they come to join up, don't enter it to expect to win. No. It's more about finding or taking you out of your comfort zone, having a go at something different. One of our ladies who was a previous winner, she said when she opened her packet, it was something flat and something dressmaking, which to her was kind of, oh my goodness, because she's kind of a real creative kind of sewer. But and she was the lady who made that top with the piping on. Right. So yeah, it was a she did a beautiful job.
Yeah,
but it took her out of her comfort zone as well. So I think it's just been a brilliant sewing bee yet again.
It's a great community, isn't it? A sewing community.
Aren't we lucky?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I had Thread Festival yesterday at Farnham, which is all sewing people. Do you know, sewing people are the bestest people. They're always so happy, so, you know, community spirited. And it's just a nice environment for me to work in. Yeah. And everybody embraced it. And I know, you know, I'd like to award things to everyone, because some of the things that were there and didn't win an award, you feel, oh, can't believe that didn't win anything. But of course it did win something, because everybody, has been embracing what they've made and saying just wow to them all. I've been really pleased, and can't thank you and Jude enough.
Yeah, great day. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's been one of my proudest moments, actually, to come and do this. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you. Oh, no, no.
And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information, only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.